This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. I spent most of December on a container ship heading from Seattle to Shanghai, across the roof of the Pacific. Bad weather to the south forced us to hug the Alaskan coast and slip through the Unimak Pass. Then we crossed over into Russian waters, drifted south, battling 10-meter swells into the Sea of Japan. It was bumpy and rough in spots and cold, huge expanses of water, snow-capped mountains barely visible in the stormy mist, snow falling on whitecaps, which is really something to see. I grew a beard. In other words, a voyage. Now, I did this because here's what it's come to. I'm a writer. What I'm supposed to do is write. But what I really do is email and have lunch and go to meetings and scribble notes and write these martini shots. In other words, I'm not really a writer. I'm portraying a writer in a movie called, I'm afraid, The Writer Who Goes Broke, or something worse, although I'd rather not think about it. I'd just rather come up with a different title. So I put myself on a container ship. You can do that, you know. You just contact one of the three or four agencies that broker spots in the rather nice but Spartan cabins that all of these big container ships have and book yourself across the Pacific or the Atlantic or through the Suez or all over Asia, anywhere you want to go, really, as long as you're not particular about what you eat. You eat with the officers, who are mostly German, mostly German-ish food, and you don't need much entertainment, well, any entertainment. What you do is you stare out into the sea, and when you're done with that, you write. And I wrote a couple of projects I've been meaning to finish, polish, get started. I was a flurry of productive, beard-growing, coffee-drinking work. It's really amazing how much you can get done in one day when the iPhone doesn't work and you can't get email and no one's sending you tickles or pokes on Facebook. And then, one night, late, asleep in my cabin, propped up on one side by pillows to keep from tumbling out of bed during the pitch and yaw of the high seas, I heard a familiar sound, like a bell. What was that? I know that sound. A chime, a bell, a text message, a text message. See, we were sliding through the narrow pass between Hokkaido and mainland Japan, and the iPhone had connected. It began to chime and ring and buzz and hop around the desk, getting 2 weeks' worth of voicemails and emails and texts, downloading Facebook updates and Twitter messages, and I sprang out of bed like the sick addict that I am, scrolling and emailing and texting and calling and checking Nikki Fink's blog, and in general, taking the 2 weeks of zen-like detachment and total focus and tossing them away so I could read Variety.com. Through my cabin window, I could see the lights of the Hokkaido coast slipping by. They were thick when the phone started chirping, but now I could see them thinning out, getting fewer and farther between. We were passing through into the Sea of Japan, and the phone went from 4 bars to 3, then to 2, then to 1. Mainland drifted away, but I kept tapping, kept sending useless signals. Thanks for the funny joke. We'll call when I get back. On boat to Shanghai. FYI, got this today. Can't make it. Sorry, I'm on a boat. Weather cold. Dinner when I get back. And then nothing. No service. But I didn't give up. I kept bouncing around the cabin. Maybe over here? No. Over here? No. If I hold it this way? No. If I press it against the glass? Junkies will ransack their hovels, searching for a few grains, a forgotten packet of whatever it is they're jonesing for. And that's what I did in the Sea of Japan at 3 in the morning for cell coverage. And I sat in that cabin in my underwear holding my iPhone thinking, this is what it's come to? Look at yourself. Look at yourself. So, my resolution for 2009, either I learn to turn the phone off and get some work done at home, or there are a lot more sea voyages in my future. But no more through the North Pacific. It's too distracting. And that's it for this week. Next week, a very easy sell. Happy New Year. For KCRW, this is Rob Long with Martini Shot.